Hi, everybody. Welcome to Busy Living Sober on Monday. It's Monday Motivation with Busy. How is everybody? Actually, Elizabeth Chance. I'm going to say Monday Motivation with Busy Living Sober. How does that sound to all you listeners? That's what we're here to do because I've heard from one of my dear friends that they're like, I love that you have guests, but I really love it when you're on. And I have guests booked until the middle of September. So it's pretty exciting that I do have guests coming on, but I know that everybody likes to hear me too, which is such a compliment. And I feel so grateful for that. So here I am on Monday's motivation, and I'm going to do Friday, like a weekend wisdom weekend, like a weekend wisdom with Elizabeth Chance, Busy Living Sober. And I'm going to give a, but that's only going to be like 10 minutes long. And I'm going to do that starting this Friday. So I'm going to do like something 10 minutes long that you can think about for the weekend to help you get another day of sobriety or another weekend of sobriety. So with that, it's Monday. How is everybody? Did everybody have a great weekend? I hope everybody had a great weekend. Or if you didn't have a great weekend, you're having a good Monday. And I know that some of us wake up on Mondays and we're like, oh my God, it's Monday again. And I hate Mondays. And I hate that I have to go back to everything. And it's the summer and I'm tired. I didn't get enough sleep over the weekend. I was doing this, I was doing that. And Mondays come and we're just like dreading them. And I hope you're not dreading yours too much. And so, anyway, my motivation for today, I want to talk about sober. There's a bunch of stuff I'm going to talk about. Sober curious versus being in recovery in AA. And I want to talk about Mel Robbins. I want to talk about Kyle Richards. I'm going to talk about the trends that are going on with sobriety. I want to also talk a little bit about hot flashes and dieting. So I'm going to get all that stuff in the next 30 minutes. And I also want to say, if you like what you hear on my podcast, please subscribe to my channel. Please, please subscribe to me on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, or go to my website, wherever it is you go to watch me or listen to me, whatever it is, please subscribe to my show if you like it. Okay, so let's go back to sober. I find it so interesting, this sober curious versus being sober in AA. As you guys all know, I got sober almost 17 years ago. It's kind of crazy. I'm a month shy of my anniversary. And whenever it's my anniversary, I get a little squirrely anyway. And I think I get very reminiscent of what it was like and what it's like now and think back. And I have to tell you, it's so interesting to me that today it's really in to be sober. Who would have ever thought that? Like it's in to be sober. Well, I'm going to tell you this. For one, when I got sober, there was no mocktails like there are, like these ladies talked about last week on the podcast. There were no options for that. There was maybe O'Doul's and that was it. There was no fancy IPAs you could drink that didn't have alcohol. There were no non-alcoholic mixers or vodka and all the rest of the stuff. They weren't even in existence when I got sober. There was also no internet or social media when I got sober. There might have been internet, but not social media. But and so here we are today, and I had people reach out to me and say, oh my gosh, I loved your podcast with the two young ladies. By the way, thanks again, girls, for coming on. And where they talked about, this whole thing about, who would thought that you went out for dinner and you'd get drunk before you went out to a big di business dinner, or you'd meet somebody for the first date and you'd be half in the bag. Well, that would be me. That would be me. All those things. There was no other option. That's what everybody did. You got a buzz on, and then you met somebody. I met my ex-husband in a bar. Okay, that's just reality. The father of my kids, I met in a bar. He did have similar friends to my friends. We had some friends in common, but beyond that, we were. I met him in a bar. I met him at a bar in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Sorry, I have to have a sip of water. I met him at Marita's Canteen. It's not even around anymore. But that's what people did. You met in a bar. That's where you met your friends. There was no alternative, like, oh, I'm going to go to a non-alcoholic party, or I'm going to go to a non-alcoholic bar and meet somebody. That just was not part of the deal. And being sober curious is this new thing. So it's kind of like, I feel like it's giving more people an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm interested in being sober, but I don't need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. I don't want to do that because it's got that, that whole thing around it, that stigma, like Alcoholics Anonymous, it's all a bunch of losers. It's a cult. I still heard somebody say it was a cult this weekend. The other day, somebody said, oh my God, I didn't want to join there because it's a cult, So they're staying sober. And they're doing Sober Curious, and they're meeting, they're paying for different groups that you can join on Facebook, and you can pay and join the group and then meet other people that also are being Sober Curious. So you pay one person the money rather than paying, it's so interesting, paying to go to an actual AA meeting, which they don't know who you are and they don't take any money except for a donation of a dollar is what they ask for. Now it's maybe $2 depending on where you go in what city. And then you go on Zoom and it says send money, but I don't know how many people do that. And it's so interesting because Sober Curious, it's cool. Hell, I don't care how you get sober. I've never ca It's always been to me very interesting that there's all different ways to get sober. And I think whatever works for you is what's important, because the important thing is if you have a bad relationship with alcohol and you decide to quit, I think that makes you a rock star. Right? That's like amazing. You're like, you know what? I drink and I don't like myself. I drink, I feel terrible. I drink, it's depressant. I drink, it's not good for me. I don't want to do it anymore. Oh my God, I totally agree with you. If you don't like it, why do it? Because everybody else is doing it? Okay. And you need to make new friends. Because I have to also say something on the friends. I'm a side note here. I think since the pandemic, it is very hard for people to get together and make friends again. I think it's changed everything. I think everything's been changed since the pandemic. I think people are meeting differently. I think things are different than they used to be. I think people aren't, you know, people have different ideas. There's so many polar opposites that have pulled us apart that so many people are just not meeting with people. I think things have changed so dramatically. It's very interesting. I had to just throw that out there in the friend note. But if you're sober curious and you go to one of these groups that you pay whatever amount of money to go to, maybe there's free ones too. I've only heard of ones that cost like $20. It's not expensive. It's not a big deal, but it's some money. And you pay that money and you go to meet this in a room on Facebook and you meet similar people. Okay, great. If that's what you want to do. In AA, you go in your neighborhood, if that's at least what you used to do, and you'd meet people there. So whatever it is, I say go for it. It's amazing. I say whatever works, go for it. I'm so excited for you. If you don't drink and you had a problem with it, yeah. You know, when I got sober, there were no other options. That was it. I remember I was like, I remember saying to my, I will never forget. I was said to my family, I'm like, I'm going to quit drinking. My brother-in-law at the time looked at me and was like, are you sure you're going to quit? No, you're not going to quit. And I'm like, I am going to quit. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, yes, I am. And I thought to myself, if I have to quit, I'm going to have to go to AA. And the reason I thought I was going to have to go to AA is because I needed to make friends, because I am very social, right? I love people. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to go to AA. And here I am. I still go to AA. It's very funny. I'm just being totally honest. Most of my friends are not, I did not, are not from there. I have a couple, handful of friends that are from there. Let's face it, how many friends do I really have? I have a lot of acquaintances, but my like best friends, my very best friend, as you know, Jeannie has been so, she, you know, she's been sober 5 years. So, but most of my friends are, it doesn't matter. It's like a lot of them I just have history with, and we've been friends for a long time, or we play pickleball together, or we play golf together, or we have kids the same age. There's something like that where we relate to each other. But I don't think it's a necessary group that makes me to make friends. And I think that was me thinking back then. And again, I was 37 years old, and now I'm 54. So it's different. I think it's so interesting that Kyle Richards, so we all know that I have this guilty pleasure. If you've been listening to podcasts before, you know I do watch The Housewives at times time. So I was watching, I follow Kyle Richards because I do find her, I think she's fun and I like her personality and I like that she's a mom too and she has four girls. And she is hasn't had a drink in a year. It's so amazing. And I don't think she goes to AA. I think she's just decided that she had a bad relationship with it and she doesn't drink anymore. And isn't that amazing? You have a bad relationship with alcohol and you decide to quit and you don't have a stigma. Is that amazing? Because I do see where the Alcoholics Anonymous thing has a stigma, right? It just does. I mean, as much as we try to change it all the time, it's still there, right? It's still there. It's still looked at in a way that's kind of poo-pooed in society. But being sober curious and saying you're not drinking, I mean, this, all these people coming out and talking about it has made it so less dark, right? It's brought it into the light. We can all be like, oh, look, this person's sober. This person's sober. I mean, back when I was getting sober, like the famous people that were sober were still like, shh. And people would be like, I'm going to go buy People magazine because they just talked about somebody who's sober. Now you just put on Instagram and everybody's like, all these people are sober. I also found it interesting today that I love Mel Robbins, and I got a Mel Robbins notification that she's putting out a new podcast. And she was talking about her relationship with alcohol and how she doesn't like to drink. And she has this woman coming on to talk about when you drink too much and when you not drink too much. And it's so fascinating. I'm like, look at this. Everybody's talking about it. Now, she obviously had somebody on besides me, which kind of hurts my feelings, but I don't have the following. I'm looking for the following. So if you like what you hear, subscribe. Please subscribe to my show. Because I want to get those followers. I do believe that I have a message that everybody can relate to. Because let's face it, we all are, trying to do our best here. And getting sober and being sober is just one part of me, as you guys all know. I am a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter, I'm a cousin, I could go on and on and on and on what I am. Just being the sober thing is what has propelled me to do this whole podcast thing starting how many billion years ago. But I think that Kyle Richards coming out and talking about it, and I think now Mel Robbins coming out and talking about it is pretty exciting. I think it's awesome. I think the more people that get sober, the merrier. It's funny, people say to me, are you California sober? And I'm like, what is that? And well, now I know what it is. It means that you smoke pot. I do not smoke pot, and I do not eat edibles. I do not also microdose. I don't do any of those things. If you do, that's on you. It's not up to me. You do you, boo-boo, as Henry says. I do not, it's not for me to judge. It's so crazy. The longer I stay sober, the less I want to judge others and the less I want to judge myself. For so long, I said things that I felt like, especially when I was drinking, I'd be like, I believe this and I'm adamant about it. And, now the more I realize I should never say anything like, I'm never going to do that. Or I'm never going to say that, or I'm never going to do this or that, whatever it is, because for some odd reason, I end up doing it. And I end up changing my mind on view sometimes. It's been interesting. I was talking to my girlfriend and she's like, you changed your mind on this. And I said, oh, I did. She goes, because I remember you saying this. And rather than feeling like, oh my God, I've got to justify what I said, and I should be ashamed that I did this or feel feelings of guilt or anything, I was like, yeah, I'm going to own the fact that I changed my mind. I own the fact that I don't etch things. As you can see, I'm here with a pencil and not a pen. I write in pencil because I have to erase things a lot. And I don't like to etch anything in something that's permanent. The only thing I know that I permanently want to do, the only thing, is that I want to stay sober for the rest of my life. That is one thing I want to do. Everything else is up for grabs. I don't want to drink. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to change my brain because when I drank, I was a blackout drinker from 13 to 37. And I didn't kind of blackout. Like I was blackout. Like I do not remember what I did the night before. And when I just saw Kim, so again, I'm not gonna lie. I like pop culture. And I'm just going to say this. So I have this friend, Nadinia, who is one of my best friends, and she passed away almost 10 years ago. And when she was still living, she used to be like, have you watched the Kardashians? I'm like, oh my God, they're such trash. I'm not watching the Kardashians. She's like, you have to watch them. It's been, look at how they got famous. How did they get so rich? They got so rich by literally putting on whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh. So kind of nostalgically, I've always like gone and watched it. I mean, my husband hates it. I watch it most of the time and my jaw just is like this. Do they really act like that? But anyway, what I find very interesting is that the Kardashians were, one, Kourtney Kardashian was not married to Scott Disick, but they were together, right? And she would poo-poo him about his drinking all the time. Be like, oh my God, look at him drink. Oh my God, he's got a drinking problem. Oh my God, he's got a drinking problem, which he might have. I'm not him. I'm not her. I don't live in their lives. I just watch on TV. All I can say is that she just got on television and said how she got married to a guy in a blackout. Now, does someone that's healthy say that? I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't sound so cool. Kind of like those girls were saying last week, like, do you make huge decisions when you're in the bag? Like, do you make huge decisions when you're drunk? I have. Am I proud of them? No. But you're on TV saying this after you just beat up your ex-boyfriend about it for months and months and years and years and years and put it on television. And now you're up there kind of promoting what he was always doing. And you did very odd. Do not understand. But again, no judgment from me. Whatever she does, you do you, boo-boo. But I wanted to point it out because I think that it's interesting that so many people talk about getting drunk or being sober. Getting drunk or being sober, right? And it's like, do I get sober? What do I do? And me being sober makes me different. And I'm always like, how does it make us different? Really? I hear people say that people that still drink are normal. I'm like, norm, and I'm doing air quotes if you're watching me, normal. Well, as you guys all know, I think normal is Wonder Bread because it's every piece looks the exact same. It's like normal, right? Like it's got the brown and then the white, and every piece is the same, and that's normal. But most people that I know are more multigrain. You know, I love that everything flagel. Okay, that's a bagel that's caught. It's a flat bagel and it's got everything on it. It's got bumps, it's got lumps, it's got da, 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 da. I love that. So, saying that the normal and the unnormal, I think that if you drink, it's like you wouldn't eat. A lot of us aren't eating certain foods because, for one, we're going, I mean, I'm going through the change of life and I have hot flashes all the time. I have this stomach that I never, it's just awful. Just all these things. And I'm like, I want it to go away. I want it to go away. I want it to go away. And do you know that on every one of those diets I've read about, and also being a health and wellness coach, I read about this as well. You know, all of them say, don't drink. Don't drink. And what if you're like, but drinking's how I meet my friends. Drinking is what I do. Drinking is where I have fun. Drinking is where it all happens. And you're telling me that if I want to do this diet, I can't drink. Oh my God, that sounds horrible. But then you're like, what is worse? Feeling terrible when you put on your pants that are too tight and you have to lay on the bed and you have to suck it in so hard. And you're like, oh my God, why am I so bloated? Why do I feel so gross? Oh my God, why did I eat that? Why did I drink that? It's so funny. When people get sober, they lose all this weight and they're like, oh my God, I had no idea. And I'm like, did no one tell you that drinking a bottle of wine is like eating a whole chocolate cake? Do you know that? All those empty calories that you're putting into your body, that your liver has to process, your liver gets all big and oh, it's terrible. And it's poison to your body. And you put it in there and it's like, oh my gosh. And you could have had a piece of chocolate cake instead or a chocolate cake. What do you want? You want to not feel? I get that. I get the not wanting to feel. I think feelings suck. I hate feelings. I hate feelings. But the longer I get sober, the longer, or the more, I should say, I can handle my feelings. I had big feelings this morning. I got up, I made some calls, and I'm not going to get into it, but we all know that I'm having some issues with some kid, one of my kids, and something came up with that person, and it felt like I just, oh my gosh, I had this feeling that it was like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. It was like somebody put a knife in my heart. And what do we do when we have those feelings? What do we do when we feel like sad and things hurt us? And we're supposed to be the moms and we're supposed to be the strong ones and we're supposed to be the parent and we're supposed to be the one that gets everything and we don't always get everything. And we have that feeling and all we have to do is feel it. And we can't drink over it. Because that, my friends, will not make it any fucking better. I had to feel it. I had to like lean into it. Somebody said to, that I listened to so many meditations, and someone says just lean into the feeling. And I leaned into the feeling, and I just took a deep breath. And I just said, God, please help them, and please change me, and please help me get through this. please help me get through this. It's so crazy how the feeling so much that I was so scared to have, they're there. I'm not going to say they're not there, and they hurt, and you can go and you can see things that make it feels like you're, if you're in that old operation game, and you get closer to the heart, or you get closer to the thing, and going, it's like that feeling, and you get closer to it, and it's like, but I had the feeling, and I didn't have to drink about it. I ended up getting exercising. That's what I did. I went and I swam. I'm trying to swim a mile. I did a half mile today. I probably am not going to get to a mile, hopefully by September, but I do a little bit each day. And the feelings are there, and we all feel hurt, and we all feel confused right now. I feel like we all, like where we are in this world, it's so 2 plus 2 is not equaling 4. We don't know who we can talk to about things. We don't know what we can say. I mean, I have been putting my foot in my mouth in a lot of places where I normally wouldn't do that, but I have been because they're new situations, because I'm in a new place, and I'm not going to get into that right now. Maybe I will a different day, but I'm just learning. I'm just learning. I do not know everything. I'm 54, as I just mentioned, and I am on my way to being 55 this fall, and I'm constantly a work in progress. I'm constantly trying to learn how to be a better person, a better friend, a better mom, a better wife, a better everything. And it's I gotta realize that it's okay to cry at times, which I do, and it's okay to feel sad, but I don't want to stay there forever. It's taken me 5 years to get okay, comfortable with the fact that my kids are never coming back to my house again. They're not coming back here to live ever again. And that's what they're supposed to do, at least where I come from. And I'm proud of them. And I'm so happy for all three of them. I think they're amazing individuals. And I feel really blessed that God gave them to me. And they're on their journey. And now it's time for my journey. And so I'm doubling down on Busy Living Sober because it's been my passion for a really long time. And even though I don't have the followers that I want to have, and I don't have the sponsors, all the sponsors I want to have, and I don't have everything that I want to have, I'm going to keep trying, and I'm not going to give up. And in fact, I'm going to have my guests on Wednesdays. Monday's going to be Motivation Monday. Friday's going to be, weekend. Some weekend wisdom, and very short on Fridays. But I'm just going to realize and recognize to people out there, it doesn't matter if you're sober, curious, if you're an Alcoholics Anonymous, what you are, if you pick up a drink or a drug and it changes who you are, and you don't like what happens to you, and it's wrecking your relationships, and it's hurting your family, and it's hurting you, and you want to change, you can do it. Now, if you drink every day, please speak to your doctor. You always talk to a medical professional before doing anything. Okay. I talked to my medical professional before even going on a diet. But knowing that you can do this, but there's groups, all sorts of groups. As I just said, you could join a Sober Curious group. You could join Alcoholics Anonymous. You could join, Sober there. What is it called? Something. Oh my God, I'm totally having a brain. You know what? Smart Recovery. There's stuff at churches, whatever it is, synagogues, whatever it is you decide to do. If you just decide that it's like, I don't want to have a relationship with this drug anymore that changes my brain chemistry, there are alternatives out there. And that's what's important, is that there are alternatives out there. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to spend $1 billion. You don't have to do pretty much anything except for even watch the inspiration on social media. You just know that you can do this. You can do this. But the most important thing is doing it one day at a time. I always tell people, it's very important to wiggle your toes. And you're like, why do I need to wiggle my toes? If I wiggle my toes, I'm right here. I'm wiggling my toes right now. It's 12:56 on Monday, July 17th. And I'm wiggling my toes, and I'm right here. And it's all good. Everything's good. Everything is exactly perfect right now. It's perfect. It's perfect. Your life can be perfect too. It's just how you look at it. It's how you want to do it. How do you want to feel happy? What are you going to lean into today? What feeling, that feeling like, I want to drink, I want to drink, I want to drink, but I'm not going to do it. What am I going to drink instead? I'm going to get some water. I'm going to get some Pellegrino. I'm going to get, like, there's so many different drinks in the world today. It's insane. So many choices, just like the paint color. So many choices. And realizing that it's about you. You're important. What you believe is important, and you taking care of you is important. You doing you, boo-boo, is important. Take care of you today. Do what's important for you today. It might be a hard day, and you can say it's a hard day. Write down your gratitude. Write 10 things you're grateful for today. I swear it will change your entire outlook just by writing those 10 things down. That's all you have to do. Just write them down. And just know that you are not alone. You are not out in this world by yourself. As much as you might think you're the only person going through this, you are not. You are not. You can always reach me at elizabeth@elizabethchance.com. Very easy. It's the easiest way for me to get to me. It's ELIZABETH at elizabethchance.com. And Busy Living Sober, you can go on there. It tells you how to get in touch with me. Keep trying. Keep doing what you're doing that's new. Do not pick up the drink. If that's the decision you've made today that you want to be sober more than you want to drink, then chase it. What other people think about you? None of your business. None of your business. And if they don't support you, get the hell out of your way, right? Get them out of your way. You got to get people that think that you're amazing. Your friends need to think you're amazing. I cleaned house. I've been cleaning house a lot lately, and I don't care how long I've known some of the people. If it doesn't work anymore, it doesn't work anymore. People come into our lives for a season and they leave for a reason. And wherever you are today, if you are sober just today, and maybe you're only sober an hour, maybe you're only sober 5 minutes, you can keep going just 1 minute at a time. I will talk to you guys on Wednesday with my guest from Sober Motivation. Very excited about having him on. I will see you then. Until then, keep getting busy, living. Bye-bye, everybody.